This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Oh,
okay.
Now we're recording.
Oh, shit.
So
Dustin's canceled.
Oh,
5 minutes
shit.
In. Is it bad, Canes, that I wanted to make a bad joke for the first episode because you know I have my snakes?
Yeah, you got snakes.
No. I want you to make.
I kind of wanted to bring my one snake and be like, I know that we said that the last episode was the last time, but hey, everybody, I know you can't see us, but here's Loki. I have my one snake Loki.
snake Loki. Oh wow.
I know.
Uh-oh.
I'm one of those Lokis that puts vinegar on the blade before I stick it in, but at least I'm going to kiss you and like whisper sweet nothings in your ear as I push it in.
Well, hello and welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. I am Barely Normal, one of your co-hosts, and with me is...
I am Canes.
Canes, and we have a new co-host joining us now, taking the place of Loki. Introduce yourself, Mr. Puppy.
I'm Dawson. How's everybody doing? Hi.
Well, I think we're doing all good, and I hope all our listeners' parts are all in the correct places while they're listening to this podcast.
I was actually going to ask.
I just checked.
You just checked. Are my parts in the right place? I don't know. If you don't know where your parts are, well, if you don't know where your parts are, you're doing it wrong. I mean, seriously. All right.
Feel parts.
You want to feel parts?
Can I feel other people's parts?
With consent? Of course you can.
Yes, of course. Consensually.
Remember, we're all about consent. Yes. If you don't want to do that on the street, go up to somebody and say, hi, can I feel your parts? But, you know,
what if I
in
do?
The comfort of you could, we don't have enough money in the budget to bail you out. So,
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's called sexual assault, by the way.
Ah, got it.
Yes.
Okay. Damn, learning new things.
Yeah, you don't have to even touch somebody to have a sexual assault. Just verbalizing it is a crime.
The more you know with the rainbow.
With the rainbow. So let's welcome our new co-host and let's learn a little bit about him or a lot about him.
We're going to learn a lot about you.
Oh, my.
Okay. Rawr. So, Dawson?
Yeah.
Where do you live geographically? You don't have to give a specific street address, but are you in America, first of all?
No.
You're not in America?
Not okay. In America, no.
No.
I am not in America.
Well, okay.
Am I allowed swearing on here? How vulgar.
Yes,
yes. Oh no, oh, this yes. is definitely okay. A not safe for fucking works podcast, yes.
Okay, because that's good, because basically where I am is if you go to Canada, you travel to bumfuck nowhere.
Okay.
If you travel 2 hours west of bumfuck, that's where I am.
Oh, okay. 2 hours west of bumfuck Canada. Okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever fucked a bum?
In Canada or in general?
In Canada, you'd apologize for it, though, right?
It's like, yeah, we'd say sorry, but that's just because we ended up using spit, not lube. Remember,
this is
going to
be so much fun.
What you would say what? Sorry?
Sorry, because spit's not lube.
Sorry. Sorry. That's what happens after you get butt fucked all day long. You're sorry.
Sorry, ew.
Dawson, we're making fun. Now, see, I could fall back into my New Jersey accent and say, Dawson, what are you doing over there? I don't understand what's going on.
I don't know.
How come we bring you on the show and this is the way you're going to act? I mean, come on, Jesus fucking Christ!
I have no choice. Okay, at the end of the day, you're just going to have to sit here and you're going to have to take it. All right, because if not, I'm going to take it.
Oh, okay.
So horrible.
We'll give it to you.
So I have some questions that I want to ask because
we're going to try and answer them to the best of my ability.
Yes. So how long have you been a pup?
Like in general or how long have
yes.
I had my
kid? Yeah. No, just in general. Like when was like the first time? Like I want to know about you and I'm sure the listeners do too because you're going to be giving all sorts of insights now.
Don't get their hopes
up. How long have you been How long have you been a pup? And then, like, how did you first get into or hear about the pup community and find your headspace and everything?
So I kind of was always a puppy. I just didn't know what it was. It's kind of like being gay. Mm-hmm. I kind of always knew, but I didn't know what it was. And then for all our younger listeners out there, there used to be this thing called Yahoo Answers back in the day that really put you down a rabbit hole.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
That's how I found out I was gay. That fun stuff. But anyway, it was kind of like that. But then you just kind of like fall down a rabbit hole on Pornhub instead, or XTube at the time. Is that still a thing?
Yes, it still is a thing.
Oh, cool. I might still have my account. I should try. Anyway, so you do that thing.
Have you been paying for it for all these years and just never knew?
I am that like elder millennial, so chances are it's still coming off some credit card I forgot to cancel somewhere. And that's probably why I'm broken and in debt. We all know that's why we're here. what was the question? No, I'm kidding. But no, it was kind of like one of those things where you like fall down the rabbit hole and then eventually kind of like on YouTube where you just keep watching, you let the videos kind of just play through. Eventually it played through and we found Pup Play. And then after Pup Play, oddly enough, came people in wetsuits fucking inflatable orca whales. So that was like a complete extreme, but the puppies were cute.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, but then I didn't really like, you know, like I said, I'm in the middle of bumfuck 2 hours west, so I didn't really have the resources or know what to search without thinking that, you know, this was at the time that if you were to download a movie, you would get an email or a letter in the mail from your internet provider. I don't know if he's had this in the States or not, but if we downloaded a movie, we would get an email from our internet service provider saying, hey guys, we saw that you downloaded Lord of the Rings because you're, you know, nerdy and old and you got to stop.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, if they can see me downloading Lord of the Rings, what the fuck else can they see me downloading? I'm like, God damn, Jesus.
They were clearly watching every move you made.
Plus, it was also when I didn't have a really good computer at home. So it was like when I was doing all this, it was at my aunt's house on her computer. And you had to be stealthy.
And did you learn how to erase browser histories at that point?
Oh, yes. I was I worked for before Best Buy became a thing in Canada. I worked at Future Shop beforehand.
Okay.
So I was basically the family's
IT guy.
IT guy. That's the word I was looking for.
Yep. You were the computer IT guy. All right.
But yeah, so from there, and then I got my first hood because I was like, okay. And then I finally found another pup that introduced me to Mr. S. Leather, actually.
Mm.
Hence most of this.
Hence the outfit you're wearing right now.
Yeah, hence the $1,000 of Mr. S. shit.
There you go. It's easy to do. Trust me, it's easy to do.
Saturdays. Should have just went for coffee. I was introduced it by somebody because and I think this is one of your questions in there, so I can either I'll elaborate that more on that going into there later, but let's just say that a police officer and a crisis response officer introduced me to Mr. S. Leather.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought you were going to say a construction worker, a fireman, an Indian, and a cowboy.
No, this is all Canada, walked into a bar. Like, you know, as long as like when you get in trouble and you're out in public and you go to get arrested, instead of you getting beaten up and shot, you end up getting like, you know, brought into the kink community and getting shown porn websites instead. It's a good time.
Nice.
I know, right? Well, I honestly thought I was going to jail that night. I thought I was like, as soon as the cop lights went on, I'm like, I'm going to jail. I'm fucked. I'm done.
I'm really curious on what you were doing.
Yeah, well, yeah, ask more questions and we'll get there, okay? What kind of host are you?
What was that up at? Well, you're a co-host. You just have to tell the story. We don't have to ask these questions. You should be able to just tell the story. But so then, did this happen in Canada, or were you down in San Francisco when this happened?
Oh, no, no, no. This is all in Canada. San Francisco, I wish. Oh, we've been talking about how expensive it would be to get me to San Francisco. It's like $10,000.
Okay. I'll give you that. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just the flight.
Good fucking God. $3,000 from, was it because you can't fly from hours west of bumfuck Canada?
Yeah. And there's only three airlines in Canada.
Oh, okay.
And there's one in the west, one in the east, and one in the center, and that's it. And the other ones, good luck if you make it.
Okay.
Oh. Oh my.
So,
so you didn't actually,
it's been about 5 years.
Okay, I was going to say you didn't actually give us a time frame. You just told us the backstory. But okay, so 5 years. All right, very cool.
Well, we have to stay up with the tradition of getting off the rails, right?
Oh yes.
That wasn't the job description, right?
That was the job description. Yes, rails must be gotten off at least once a day.
Okay. Good. Okay. Link in bio.
Link in bio. Yes. Okay. So when did you first learn about the Pup Kings? Oh, you told us that. It's just with the
that was the whole backstory.
Yeah, so it's just right. Listen. So it's just kind of. So what? You just turned on Pornhub and let it play? Were you like you were too far away from the computer to switch it off or search for something else?
It was like one of those things where I think me and the husband were just like watching stuff and we fell asleep,
and then it just kept in the playing. Morning,
and I was just like kind of like you know how like when you're like. Go to bed. Like, this was back in the day again. Remember when you used to have, like, cable and, like, a satellite dish and shit? And you would go to bed, and you'd wake up, and just after the infomercials, before all, like, the news and crap in the morning shows up, they would, like, play a roll of movies again, and you would fall asleep watching, like, Jurassic Park, and then you'd wake up in the morning at that same part in Jurassic Park somehow, you don't know how. And then you think that you slept, like, 3 minutes and you're like, oh fuck, I work in a half an hour, and you're like all panicky. No, it's me.
Okay. It's just you.
No, I've experienced that before.
Well, yeah, but you two were
in the background and I woke up and it's still on the same part. And I'm like, this is an 11-hour like podcast. Why is it still the same? No. It fully played through and came and all the way back around. It's like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, see, you guys are young pups. I'm old enough to remember television show stations going off the air at midnight. So,
well, yeah. So,
see,
I never was in that.
Yeah.
See, I remember they had in because I had this little tiny TV inside a cupboard in my room that I always used to watch, and you'd put like a coat hanger in the top of it. So that way you get better reception. It's like one of those trucker TVs.
Right,
like
yes.
4 inches long. And at the end of the TV shows at the end of the day, it would go to black, but then at 5 a.m. every day, the Canada flag would come on and they would sing O Canada, and then the TV would start to the day. And that's kind of like how most of the stations started, is when they went black, they would start up, they would show the Canadian flag, do the anthem, and then they would continue on their air for the day.
Right. Yeah. In America, they would play the national anthem and put the American flag up when they went off the air. And then you got a test screen on your screen the whole time, either the color bars or the one with all the circles and the Indian head in the center. And then at 5 a.m. it would come on. But I remember when Saturday Night Live first started in 1973 or 72, 73, somewhere in there. And they had trouble getting NBC to agree to stay on the air past midnight because the show started at 11:30 after the news and it was a 90-minute show. And they had a fight with NBC saying, well, we have to go off the air at midnight. You can't be on till 1 a.m. how far we've come.
Which I think is silly.
Well, yeah, but that was the FCC rules. You couldn't broadcast after midnight.
They also thought it was silly for you to show your knees back in the day in that age too.
That's true. Yeah. It's like, right. Hey, I was allowed to show my knees. I showed my knees everywhere I went. Say, hey, you, look at my knees. Come here. Come here, you. Look at my knees.
So then I have more questions now.
We have more questions, yes. Which are going to wrap around to other ones.
Yes, oh, correct. Yes. So you obviously have your husband and yourself and then you're also pup self. I know that you also got him into like his own gear and everything else.
Oh,
yeah. So how has that been? Kind of like teaching him about the pup life and the pup, you know, stuff, in your relationship and like your life together. Like, has that been, really fun for you or like, you know, challenging, like,
or burdensome?
Yeah. Burdensome.
I was going to say, I'm like the key word in all of that was marriage. And it's like, you think we communicate? We're married. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I turned him into puppy so he would shut up and listen.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not why I did it.
I hope he listens to this.
I could barely. I'm happy that he's in the Discord and on Twitch. Never mind. listening to this, so I try getting him to. I send him the links. I don't know if he does. If he does, he does. No pressure. You do, you boo. If you come up at me with some like pup knowledge and you come out and you all of a sudden, like, you know, you hit me with some pup terms and I'm like, oh, wow, good for you. Good boy. but when we did our couples therapy and stuff, when we went through therapy, that was the one thing that we learned is they're not going to go the same pace as you are, so you can skyrocket through everything and they could be 5 months behind. All you have to do is make sure that when they're at the stage that you were, you can help them through it instead of try and get them through it as quick as you can to get them caught up to where you are. You just have to learn to celebrate that they're on the same path or they're on their own path with it and just help them through that phase. So
I think that goes for everything, really not just not just for pupdom, but that goes for everything in life.
Right.
Yeah.
I should write a book.
You should.
One day.
Write a book. How does it commingle with your life then? Because like you have a human side as well. Like how does that
I fired my human side basically. So it's been so easy.
All right.
If I still had a human job, I'd probably still I'd probably be in the hospital with alcohol poisoning.
Oh God. So what do you do for income if you don't have a human job?
Hi everybody. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We love you. Make sure you share it. And hi everybody. we need you. We have kennel fees. I have a husband who, in Canada, because weed is illegal, or is that the word? Legal? Illegal? You can.
Illegal is against the law.
Legal is not against the law.
Correct.
Correct.
I'm a smart puppy. Okay. Good boy. Uh-huh. He works at a weed dispensary and he does good there. And he does good enough to like cover our bills and stuff like that. And I do stupid shit on Twitch.
Okay. Fair enough.
I also do what Keynes is too pussy to do, and I have some stuff on OnlyFans. I love you, puppy.
Oh, so
I really need to do that, but
you know what the thing is that I always say, though, is when, because like my friends say the same thing when I tell them that, and they're like, oh, we should do that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, the thing is that you say, yes, I should do that. But the thing is can you do that? Yes, you want to do it, but can you can you actually commit? Like, yes, it sounds like a good idea, but like I've been struggling for the last month just to get videos up, because if I'm inserting my pen into the crayon box, of light.
What?
All of a sudden, OnlyFans is like, oh, there's somebody else in the video with you. We need a consent form. I'm like, it's a piece of plastic.
Oh.
Like, okay. Sorry. If I'm fucking a fleshlight with my penis.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
You don't need to... You don't have a consent form from your fleshlight?
No, and then it was the same thing. If I like, because like, you know, fun stuff happens when you need two hands sometimes to get things right. done. What are you eating? Those look delicious. Are those cookies? When you need two hands to get things done, all of a sudden they're like, oh, there's somebody else there. We need a consent form. I'm like, you need a consent form for my left hand? Like it's not even doing any of the work. Does that answer the question, or am I way off now?
No, that's perfect.
I ended up quitting my job, and this will actually leads into a couple of the other stuff that you have towards the end. So I ended up quitting my job at the end of October. So November 1st, I started Twitch, and I started gaming, and I gave myself 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to start making money. I'm going to start creating a community. I'm going to start doing it. And if at the end of 6 months, I'm not making enough money between all the sources of revenue I have
mm-hmm.
to pay at least my car payments and whatever bills that I have,
mm-hmm.
then I'll go and find another job. I'll go be a human again.
All right. Fair enough.
And that's actually really responsible for you.
Right? Yeah. And apparently Dawson is way fucking better at this than the human. Human just, you know, fucks around, smokes weed all day and jerks off. Dawson writes business letters and gets emotes done, ends up joining podcasts and...
Yes. Well, I will point out right now that... there is no revenue stream for this podcast coming in at the moment. So we appreciate your volunteer work here at Off Leash. Injured nerves. Yes.
As a human wizard, I have mm-hmm. been paid in years with exposure bucks, and I will gladly add it to my bank account.
Awesome. Awesome. Great.
Because you know what? It's all part of our journey. That did not the end of that wasn't where I wanted it to go.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to stretch out a little bit more and it kind of ended short.
Uh-huh.
Title of my
That's the problem with so many things.
I know, right? Just wish a bigger dick.
That's right.
Soda.
It's like, what do you mean you're done already? What? Yeah. Wait, what? That's usually what they say to me, but that's, you know, that's me. So what are your three top favorite kinks?
These guys know one, obviously, because I've been listening to use. I know it's not intentional, but like the last uh-huh. like three or four podcasts, actually ever since it brought it up originally, I think it was like three podcasts ago. Every single time these guys talk about it or anything like that, I'm like, those motherfuckers are talking about me. I can hear it in their voices. They are not in, like, they're not saying my name, but like I can hear it in the back of Kane's throat being like, it's no, I can't. So obviously one is one of my favorite ones is CBT.
Okay. It's
almost to the point where going back to the last episode where we were talking about kinks and fetishes. Mm-hmm. It's basically to this point where it's almost like a fetish.
Okay.
Where I almost don't get off if there isn't some kind of
get talking me about almost torture going on.
Then flick my left nut and then all of a sudden we're good to go.
Okay. but just the left one.
Just the left one though, not the right one.
You flick the right one, nothing happens.
The right one the right one's scared. It actually like I don't know if these guys had the same thing or if it's just me. But I have like the left one hangs really low and then the right one, maybe I should see a doctor about this. Who knows? It's Canada. It's free. Maybe I should. But like the left one hangs low and then like the right one if you're like resting properly and you're like ready to go, it like hides up inside of you. It's like, oh no. And it like goes up. Like, yeah, it's like I revert back into like when I'm in the womb with my mom before my testicles actually dropped.
Just well, like, clearly you know that testicle is straight and it's mad at you for putting your dick in things that are not vaginas.
I think secretly it's the one that wants to be abused, but the flicking's not good enough. So when it's up there, it's like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to get both bones at the same time and you're going to compress me, Mitch. And that's why it's at the top of my list.
Now, my left one goes up when I'm trying to put a cock ring on. Every time I try to put a cock ring on, it's just whoop, up inside. It's like, nope, not going through that hole. Like, what the fuck?
My left hangs lower.
Yeah.
Okay, so so are we all right-handed? Maybe there's a conspiracy here.
I'm right-handed. James,
I'm right-handed.
Right-handed.
Yeah, right. I'm right-handed.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy here.
Maybe the
or there's a correlation.
Nut, yeah, maybe the left nut just hangs lower on right-handed people. Or it could be just based on how you sit, which predominantly most people that are right-handed sit on their right side versus their left side.
I sit on my ass. I don't know about sitting on my
side. But yeah. if you start leaning to one side, you're going to go to your right first before, like you just did.
But I'm leaning on my left side.
You're leaning on your left side? Okay. Well, it's just because I'm saying it right now.
No. I sit like this all the time. I lean to the left.
Where's your Wicca? Where's your Wicca?
Well,
I want your little.
I think we should apply for a
box underneath your little.
I think we should apply for an international, federal, and Canadian grant to study this.
Yes,
and we can get. We can get
Canada. You can do whatever the fuck you want up here.
That's right. We can get money to study this. We can put out an announcement on our channel and on the Twitch channel for every guy that we know to come and show us whether the left testicle hangs lower, and we'll have to test and feel to make sure that they all actually do hang lower and measure. So,
and you're giving consent by showing up.
Yes,
that's right.
By showing up, you get consent. Just the stamp, because we can't remember. We can't discriminate. There are some people out there with just one ball.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just have a right ball, come in, because we can still feel the stem. We can feel the left side of the sac.
Yes.
The sac or the scrotum? What's the scrotum? I should really know.
The scrotum's the sac. Yeah, okay. That's the sac. Scrotum's your sac.
Okay. And then the gooch is the part skin. Underneath that you tickle.
Well, that's the taint.
Oh.
Or the gooch. Yeah, gooch, taint.
Okay. I like gooch.
Perineum.
Oh, getting scientifical now.
Yes.
Those are big words.
It's like we'll be talking about the perineum and the frenulum in our next episode, but because those are important areas that you need to pay attention to.
Actually, yes.
Yes.
Right. I think I concur absolutely, as long as it has to do with the song WAP. I think I know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, happy start.
Okay, so you gave us one kink.
Yes.
You're cock and ball torture, so. And
there's like, there's like stuff, like, you know, there's, if I found the right person, it hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. Well, it has happened, but just not consensually. I would like it, but. You know, it's the only way that happens. That's how you know you like choking. CNC.
CNC. What did I say that out loud for?
So consensual non-consent. So it's having relations that seem non-consensual, but you have consented and created the scene beforehand. So. You may not fully know what's going to happen in the middle of the scene, but you have talked to somebody and constructed the beginning of the scene and the end of the scene in a form of non-consensual relations.
Think of it as
it's
like...
just without a trigger warning. I just don't want to use certain words just in case. Sorry, guys. But like I said, I have, several times in the past, you would think it was a priest, but no, it was a cadet counselor. Go military.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. So, I mean, it wasn't, there was one that I wish would have made me stand at attention, but it was the wrong one. I lost a lottery on that one. But if you can't, I know, right? If you can't laugh at your trauma. But like I said, if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't know I was in the choke play. So it's all good. But there's that. And then there's the like exhibitionism one, which leads us back into how I got my hood. So I was in a park and I was doing some stuff. And I may have had my car parked and I may have been a little more ballsy than normal. So sometimes I'll just like go and like, you know, cover a post in confetti with just my pants down. But other times, so this night I was feeling just, there was nobody there. I didn't see anybody. I drove around. I was like, oh, there's no vehicles here. Cool. It's like 12:30, 1 o'clock at night. The parks in the city close at 11. So whatever. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to strip down fucking naked. This will be hot. And if somebody drives through, whatever, I'll just Spider-Man this shit underneath the bridge and nobody will see me. Yeah, that didn't work. all of a sudden, the police lights, light up. And they come by and I Spider-Man my way up because I see the vehicle coming by, and then that's when I Spider-Man up. I like literally grab the little plank and I'm like hugging up underneath the bridge and I'm like, okay, they just drive by, we're good to go, blah blah blah. And then the police lights go on, I'm like, fuck, they saw me. So then I like come down, I like squigger in and all there, I get back into my car and I'm like slowly trying to get dressed. I'm like, I'm so fucked. I'm going to jail. This is public indecency. We're in a park. I'm fucked. All of a sudden I look up and, so obviously being gay, you know, you've used crisis response a couple times in your life. And it turns out that the police officer, that was, with them, was one of my crisis response people that I've met with before. And they basically busted me buck ass naked, in the park. So their solution was, instead of writing me a ticket for public indecency and, you know, teaching me being like, you know, you shouldn't do this outside in public and blah, 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 was, hey, have you heard of pup play? I think it would be healthy for you. Oh, really, officer? Okay. So she directed me to a doctor A that could put me on ADHD medication to help me with my impulses of stripping naked in a park every once in a while. And then also directed me to Mr. S. Leather, where I got this beautiful thing. So yeah, so that's how you answer three questions in one and waste a half an hour.
That's all right.
I know, we did good, eh?
Oh, oh God.
Stop making fun of the Canadians. All right. They're our friendly neighbors to the north. We love them. Yeah.
Okay.
They're so, ootin' a boot.
So I've seen your Twitch.
You've been on my Twitch.
I've been on your Twitch. I've actually, you know, been on your podcast as well, and on your stream, podcast stream. They're kind of the similar.
Well, now that I'm here, technically, you have been on my podcast because, like, it's your guys' podcast. But since I'm here, technically,
yes, correct,
like, yes.
But so
are you? You're not dual broadcasting this on your Twitch right now, are you?
Oh hell no.
Okay. I just wonder. Asking. Okay.
No.
That would be like, I need the permission for that. And then at that point, there would be like, no, there's no way I'd be able to keep. But like later on, I'll be like the.
Maybe later on we can cross pollinate. Like we could
plus 6 months later.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that I want to bring up too eventually, but we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that.
I watched a little bit of the Leather Pride stuff, and it was really cool to see like all of the different streamers and everything. I just want to ask, like, how was your experience with that, and like how was it being in, because I know that was probably like your first time doing the Twitch, you know, Leather Pride and stuff like that. So I just wanted to know how that went and, you know, like how long you, well, you already asked how long you've been streaming and, yeah, but just, I love watching you and hanging out with you in stream. So it's been really, really fun. And that's why it was like, it was a really easy, like, decision to bring you in into this podcast.
Why, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I was too busy reverting all of those words into good boy in my head. So I'm trying to process your question. I'm glad that you thought that I had very, very, very high virgin boy energy with that.
It's a streamer term, barely.
So, thank you for that. That was my first kink event. So, yes, thank you for calling it.
You're welcome.
No, it's literally, I found out I'm one of those puppies that, so that I get excited very easily. I'll get excited over a flaming pile of shit until my nose is in it with third degree burns and I can smell it for days. And then at that point I'm like, oh, I fucked up. Oh shit. So like when I go into something, I go into something hard. Like the fact that when we started talking about this, like almost a month ago now, I've been shitting myself. You have no idea how hard it is not to tell anybody.
Oh,
because I know, like, it's not that we wanted to keep, like, I know, like, we needed to keep, like, you know, there had to be, like, certain, like, ways that we want, like, to, like, how just organically make it play out and shit, right? But I'm like,
right,
I got all this shit that's going on. I got all these surprises. I got, like, you guys, this backdrop, this is the brand new stream backdrop. Nobody's seen this yet. You guys are the first ones to see it. So we haven't revealed this yet. I'm just on break, so that's like first. It's cute as hell. There's literally a little bit of everything back here. But I was going somewhere with that, and now you got me distracted. So you know what? I'm just gonna stand here and be cute for the next question.
All right, there you go. So what are your three worst liked kinks?
Oh, I forgot to write these down.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Do you have any?
Because
you don't like?
That's the thing, is I didn't write them down because I can't say that I don't have any. Because the thing is I haven't experienced enough kinks yet with because the thing is if I, and we'll get into this next at the end of the month. But I've experienced hookups and a bunch of different scenarios, but there's not really, like I said, when you live in the middle of bumfuck west of that,
you take what you can get. Is that what you're saying?
Basically. And there is vanilla. I need to get home to my wife or my boyfriend or, I need to get to work 30 seconds before the kids get home or my cousin shows up, type thing. So, there's not much, and any time that it comes to kink, I've even said this on my stream before, is when it comes to kink and my puppy side, human side will just do a quick hiccup if I need to, or just jerk it off if I need to. But Dawson, which is who I am most of the time, is very demisexual in the kink sense of things.
Okay.
So I like creating kind of like a, I don't need to know you for like, you know, 5 months in order to do anything, but I would like to, like, you know that, you know, if you're banging me good and slapping me in the arse and all of a sudden I clench up properly and I fart, that you're not going to be like, ugh, get out of here and walk out of my house. I want to know that we can have a laugh if I shit on your dick. Like, shit happens.
Right.
People deal. If you play with fire, you're bound to get burned. Like,
that's true.
So, yeah, So there's not like, so I haven't really experimented much, but I've talked about scenarios with people, which, and there's not much so far that hasn't been like, yeah, no, I can't see myself doing that. Like, I think even Keynes has said it a couple times where it's like, I'll do everything once, or I'll attempt everything once, within a certain scenario. Like me, with me, I'm, because I've been entertaining for so many years, I'm very producer. So as long as I feel, and that's where, like, again, the animal side of me, I always tell everybody, that's why I understood that I was team tiger. When it attacks Siegfried and Roy, I was team tiger all day. I was for the tiger. It was justified. Motherfucker deserved it. And you know what? He even said that he deserved it, because I'm exactly like that tiger, okay? If I go into a scenario, or if I'm on a stage, or if I'm somewhere where I know that I have somewhat control of the situation, or if I know the outcome, or if I know I can control where we're going with it, I'm completely fine. The moment that you put me into a straitjacket and put blindfold on me, I either turn into a brat, or I start losing control and my anxiety picks up. You've seen the videos.
Okay. So that's something you don't enjoy too much.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be one.
That would be one.
Yeah,
Yes.
there we go. Look at
There.
us. So we'd even have to talk to the
Woo.
therapist.
We talked it through. Didn't have to get the therapist on the line.
No, that's one of our
It's
that's one of our things that we have on the stream, going back to Twitch. And you
Yes.
coming in with the, because that's what we were talking about, the other pride, right? Look at me. Puppy has memory. Jesus Christ. Yes.
Wow. Imagine that.
But yeah, so going back to Twitch, other pride, that's when we introduced the talk to your therapist. So basically, we have a book. I picked it up at the store. It's 3,000 questions about me. And then basically chat redeems it, and they pick a number between 1 and 3,000. We go into the book, and then it's like the last one, I think, was like, what's one thing that you regret? And I'm like, oh, you bitches. And then we answer that, and then I force chat. I'm like, come on, chat, talk to me. Let's see what your guys' answers are. I'm like, I'm not doing this alone. Therapist is $200 an hour. Let's do this. But
I need a
yeah,
copy
so
of this
Twitch Leather
book.
Pride, it was fun. We did it is put together by Dognet and Decipher Pup. So the Dognet is a fellow Canadian pup over in BC. And Decipher is from Melbourne, Australia. So they put it together, and basically it's just, I think this would be, it's gone a year and a half, 2 years now, I think they've been doing it on Twitch. They do three events a year. So the first one was in February. The next one is in June for Pride. And then I think they do one, I could be wrong with this, that lines up with Folsom in October or
Folsom's in September.
September,
I
somewhere around
think
there.
they do something in October, though.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And it's basically just to kind of show pride and leather kink and the community and stuff on Twitch. We're very lucky that Twitch allows us to be who we are. There are certain restrictions, obviously, but like, for example, we were streaming on Twitch yesterday. We had a great old time. We ended up hitting some records. We ended up hitting our goal of 200 followers, which is great. But we were also streaming over on TikTok at the same time, and that was insane. So we ended up so we ended up streaming to over 7,000 people
Nice.
in 2 hours, with an average viewer count. For the one stream was 188, and then for the second stream that we popped up after we took a break, was 290.
Wow.
And then we got banned.
Oh.
And I understand why. I read the terms of service. It's been a couple of years since I read them, but once I read the terms of service that they sent me, I understand it, because it literally says no kink on TikTok. Just boner. That's it. And sweatpants.
Just boners and sweatpants is all you can have on TikTok. Okay.
That's it.
Is that in their terms of agreement? Does it actually say that, boners and sweatpants? Please tell me it says that in their agreement. Wow, because
No.
I would print that out all fucking day long.
Oh, I wish. Subsection 4B underneath harassment, right there. Boners and sweatpants.
Boners and sweatpants, yes.
But no, underneath the sexually explicit terms, it says nothing that insinuates a fetish or advertises a fetish.
But we know that a fetish can be anything, so that's very open-ended.
That is.
They don't understand what a fetish is, clearly.
So, but I think because of the way that they said fetish sized in the print, this is technically, see, I'm thinking that it would be an easier go A if there wasn't so many people that were stupid on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, what the hell is this? You need Jesus. Motherfucker, I saw Jesus. I need one more confirmation or whatever the things are in order to get into heaven, okay? I need my confirmation of death and I'm good to go. I got my receipts, okay? I don't care. This puppy is getting to heaven. I got receipts.
I got my frequent flyer punch card, yeah.
All pups go to heaven.
I know,
all right? Pups go to heaven.
Yes.
So you're telling me that I didn't have to get submerged in water, eat waffle, stale waffle cakes?
Nope.
Nope.
Damn it.
I got waffle cakes?
Yeah.
Waffle cakes?
The communions.
The communion. The little wafer communions.
Yeah, Jesus is dandruff.
I'm Catholic.
That's pretty funny.
I'm Catholic, and those wafers are not waffles. I can tell you what. If they were waffles, I would have gone to church all the time.
Secretly, it was like gold member. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. Later. Save me from myself. Take it away.
Yes. Take it away. So, like I said, I've been doing streaming for there. I did my goal of 6 months that I would do that. So I started in November. We started our stream. We did November and December. And then Christmas time. I'm not going to turn this dark. It's a good story. Don't worry. So you don't have to worry too much. So in December we were streaming, and then at Christmas time, my dad ended up having a brain aneurysm burst in his head. So we ended up having to fly out of town down south to get that fixed. Cause again, bum fuck nowhere, can't do fuck all. So we had to fly down south, get all that done. So we spent a month down there, which is our January. But when we were down there, obviously I didn't stream for the week, but I got a beautiful surprise that somehow in 2 months on Twitch, I ended up getting affiliate.
All right.
Which apparently is a hard thing to do. But here I am. But that's mostly thanks to the community, because they're fucking amazing, good boys. Mm-hmm. We did that. And then January, we just killed it. And we came up with all their stuff. And then February, we did some more stuff and ate a bunch of cupcakes and came home. And then March, we're on a podcast now, doing some more stuff, getting off track. Trying to figure out some shit to do and answering Barely's next question. It's good to see you, Barely, by the way.
Thanks. I mean, you see my pictures on the chat.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's like, we've been that's one of the questions, so I guess I'll answer that now. But like, I've been listening to the podcast since I think these guys had three episodes out. And then I was like, well, I'm fucking old. You think I'm downloading this like Telegram thing? And then it was like, hey, do you have Telegram? I'm like, yeah, of course I do.
Of course,
download.
And then I was like, oh, like 4 episodes later, I'm like, oh fuck, these guys are talking about putting your dicks in Telegram. I need to see this. And then here we are, 6 months later. How's it going, guys?
6 months later, and we've seen each other's dicks all the time. Yes, several times. Well, okay. So obviously, you think the podcast is okay because you've agreed to come on as a co-host. You didn't just tell us to go pound sand and fuck off. So,
it's so boring. I'm just here. I'm here to like, it's almost like trying to listen to Ben Stein talk all day in a TED talk. So I'm just here to lighten up the mood and like get these guys to talk a little more. No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you. I love you guys.
Today we're going to be talking about puppy play and the actual sexual side of these kinks.
Well, thank you, Ben.
And thank you, Ben. Don't forget that tomorrow we will have a pop quiz.
A pop quiz. Did you know that he was a financial advisor during the Nixon administration?
Yes, actually.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the Nixon administration as a financial advisor.
That's why he had Win Ben Stein's money.
Yeah. Do you remember that show, Keynes? Win Ben Stein's money on MTV?
But that's like, okay, that makes complete more sense now. But like, I was just, I didn't make the connection, I guess, of like the Watergate scandal and all of that, like, stuff that happened
he wasn't part of the Watergate scandal. He was just a financial advisor in the Nixon administration. So not everybody in the Nixon administration was involved with the scandal.
But I feel like they would have to know about it.
Well, eventually they would.
He got a TV show.
That's right. Yes. He wasn't a crook and Ben Stein got a TV show. So, after appearing on Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. God. Bueller? Bueller?
Baller?
Bueller?
Baller.
Baller?
Baller.
Baller.
All right. So, Keynes, do you have any other questions for him before we wrap this up as a way of introducing our listeners to him?
I think we're good.
I was going to say, because I think most of our listeners are probably watch him on Twitch. So
that's a lie. The only one here is Scout. I see you, Scout. By the way, we're recording this on your birthday. Happy birthday, bitch.
Happy birthday, Scout. So, but now my big question is, you've got a very long area to fill from the person that you're filling the chair for. And we all want to know.
They're bigger than me.
We just want to know, are you bigger or smaller than the person you're replacing? Lengthwise.
Did I just answer that before you finished the question?
I think you did, but I didn't quite catch it. So say it again. Did you say that he was bigger than you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Or she was? Oh, okay.
Right. Fuck yeah. At least I think so, anyway. I'm Canadian, so she's pretty big, but I'm going to tell you something
right now. You have a better ass.
Yeah, that is very true. I like Dawson's ass a lot.
Yeah, Loki didn't have much of an ass. It was just kind of flat there. So.
She always complained about it.
Yeah?
She always complained about it, but like... I always like tried to like, no, it's just cause you know, she was so skinny and she ate candy all the time and she just would burn all of these calories. And it's like, no, you need to eat like bigger things. Like actual
here, have
meals.
A steak.
Yeah.
Here, have a steak, maybe a bologna sandwich once in a while. That might give you some better ass muscles. Who knows?
My thing is that if, it's your ass is great no matter how big or small, as long as when I hold it, my pinkies underneath where the bottom of the cheeks are, they got to be able to
touch.
Go in there and it's like your pinkies can hold it up. There's like a little groove underneath the bottom cheek that your pinkies can hold into.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you don't want your pinkies to touch because then it's too small.
No. As long as they fit in. I mean, if I hold an ass
and my pinkies are touching, that's too small of an ass.
What's the appropriate size of an ass today on Off Leash?
It's a 3-inch pinky gap. That's what the perfect size of an ass is. A 3-inch pinky gap.
Anything that's been...
I don't even think I have that big of an ass.
Well, it also depends on the size of the hands that are holding it.
Oh, that's true. I mean, that is very true.
Because honestly... Oh, you know,
tiny
if you
hands.
Tiny hands, you know, little tiny hands are not going to do any good, but big hands, you know, you can hold a bigger, you can hold more ass.
I also have bigger balls. Like sausage fingers. They're short.
You do, but they're very talented
stubby.
Sausage fingers. You're not a piano player, clearly.
No, I am not a piano player.
Yeah.
I'm a girth puppy, so it's fine.
Girth? All right. Nice. Okay, well, I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah,
so
do
we
you
can
have any
get,
questions, Bear?
Do I have any questions?
Yeah.
No, I've asked the questions I wanted to know.
Are you sure?
So, yeah. I mean, is there anything else you want our listeners to know about you as by way of introduction to the podcast?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure they'll get to know you very well.
We have lots of time. Like, we're going to be hanging out a lot, so...
Well, true. We can talk about different
things. My goal today was just to make sure that, you know, for the third week in a row, we like don't get a 33-minute episode. I wanted at least 45 minutes. I can't even do my dishes in that time, God damn it. I got shit to do. Make this stuff longer.
You know,
hard sometimes.
It is hard sometimes. It's not hard right now, but it's hard sometimes. But my point is that a lot of times, you know, podcasts, half the people want them shorter, half the people want them longer. So you can't really find the, you've got to find the sweet spot to figure out, you know.
I'll find the sweet spot.
Now,
down, boy.
Now, if we get, you know, a substantial donor that wants to have a specific limit, you know, if they want to give us $1,000 a month and say, well, you must make them 55 minutes long, by God, I will make them 55 minutes long.
Yes.
Don't make me call daddy.
No.
Don't make me call daddy. I'll get the alpha in here. You watch your ass. So.
Oh, I'll be watching.
All right.
That's how I make our money.
That's right. That's how you make your money. I don't make money at that. No one wants to watch an old guy do that shit. That's terrible. All right. Well, you've been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast. Wow. I don't know why I said that. Featuring Canes, myself, and Dawson. Yes. And I hope that everybody's parts are in the right places. Oh, God. All right.
I feel like just by the sounds of your voice, we had a good session. We had a good first session, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah, there's the money's on the counter, chocolate. All right. I will. Be sure to tune in next time when we're going to be talking. Next episode, we're going to be talking about hookup apps and blowjobs. So be sure to tune in for that one. You don't want to miss it. Things will be coming up hard.
Literally.
Literally.
'Off Leash' is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Dawson P, Reddy, Pup Feral, Rudy Pup, and Scout. We appreciate your support and donations.